This story is called The Angel's Wings, and it's a folktale from 13th century Germany. It's a Jewish folktale. Long before the time of Noah and the well, lived a girl named Istahar. And her favorite thing to do was to lean against a tree and watch as the sun would set and the stars would start to come out one by one. And she especially loved to watch the shooting stars. And she always wondered where those stars went. And as she watched the stars each night, she began to wish that she could have a star of her own. And one night, her wish came true. She saw that in the top of the tree she was sitting in, leaning against, there was something shining. And she climbed up as quickly as she could. But when she reached out for what she thought was the star, she saw instead it was a jewel. And as she looked into the jewel, she saw a flame. And as she looked into the flame, she saw a face, and a voice spoke to her. Istahar, this is a jewel from the throne of glory in paradise. You must return this jewel to its proper place, or a great blessing will be lost to the world. You, and only you, must return this jewel. If you see a demon, do not give this jewel to a demon. And if you see an angel, even angels can be tempted to steal beautiful things. But how should I know if I see an angel or a demon? Demons never have shadows, and angels have wings. And with this, the voice disappeared, and the face disappeared, and Istahar was left alone with this strange jewel. And all of a sudden, in the moonlight, she could see a dark creature in front of her. And as she looked at this creature, she saw that it had no shadow. She knew this was a demon. And its dark arms started coming towards her and reaching towards the jewel. And so she yelled, "Demon, go away!" But it didn't move. It came closer and closer. "Demon! Where is your shadow?" And then, just like a dog looking for its tail, the demon turned around looking for its shadow, and it got so confused that it disappeared. Istahar relaxed until she saw something on the horizon that looked like a fiery bird. And this being came closer and closer, and it became so bright that she had to cover her eyes. But she peeped through her fingers, and she could see that this creature was not a bird, but it had wings. This was an angel. "Istahar," the angel said, "I see you have a jewel from the throne of glory in paradise. I can return this for you." But Istahar remembered the warning that even angels could be tempted by beautiful things. "No," she said, "before I give you the jewel, you must let me try on your wings." But Istihar, this is impossible. My wings don't come off.
What do you mean? You're an angel. With angels, anything is possible. If you don't give me your wings, I don't believe you're an angel.
And so what could the angel do but give her the wings?
And so right away, Istihar put the wings on, and when she put the wings on, she knew exactly how to fly. And when she was wearing the angel's wings, she knew exactly where to fly. And soon she found herself at the throne of glory in paradise. And there were 9 glowing jewels, just like the one she held herself. And there was a place for the 10th jewel. And so she placed the 10th jewel down on the throne, and she heard a chorus of angels singing to her in thanks. And God noticed Istihar, and God kissed her on the forehead. And she felt as if light, just like the light and the flame in the jewel, light was filling her entire body. And God made Istihar into a star, the morning star. And everyone on earth looked up and noticed this bright new star. And they knew it was a great new blessing. And that angel who had given Istihar the wings, the angel wandered for years on earth until God decided that the punishment was enough. And God allowed the angel to find the ladder that Jacob had seen in his dreams, the ladder where the angels climb up and down and up and down, and in this way, the angel climbed up the ladder and returned to paradise.
Oh.